Simon Le Bon, a member of the rock group Duran Duran, was born on this date in 1958. Named after a character in the 1960s science fiction cult classic Barbarella, Duran Duran became one of the leading new wave rock acts of the 1980s, known for their good looks, flashy videos, and unusual lyrics. The band was started in the late 1970s in Birmingham, England. After playing numerous gigs in the Birmingham area, Duran Duran hit the British charts with the single Planet Earth in 1981, which reflected their post-punk meets pop style. For the group, their image was as important as their sound. They wore makeup and dressed in foppish clothes, which were part of the new romantic style of fashion and music popular in England at the time. Later that year, they released their self-titled debut album. While they received little critical notice for their music, Duran Duran did get some recognition for their artistic vision. They won 2 Grammy Awards for Best Video Short Form for Girls on Film and Hungry Like the Wolf. They also won Best Video Album for Duran Duran. Around this time, the band was already releasing its 3rd album, which spawned several hits, including their number one single, The Reflex. Duran Duran was becoming stressed by heavy touring and an aggressive workload. The members took a break to work on other projects. In 1985, Duran Duran recorded the theme song for the James Bond film, A View to Kill. While the song was a hit for the group, Duran Duran started to fracture. Despite personnel changes, the group has continued releasing albums into the 21st century. Later in their career, Duran Duran began to get some of the respect that had escaped them during their early days. They received an MTV Video Music Award for Lifetime Achievement in 2003 and the Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Music in 2004. Three years ago on this date, original Tuskegee Airman Milton Pitts Crenshaw was inducted into the Arkansas Black Hall of Fame. He was one of the first African Americans in the country and the first from Arkansas to be trained by the federal government as a civilian licensed pilot. He trained hundreds of cadet pilots while at Alabama's Tuskegee Institute in the 1940s and was the catalyst in starting the first successful flight program at Philander Smith College in Little Rock from 1947 to 1953. His combined service record extends for over 40 years of federal service from 1941 to 1983 with the U.S. Army in the Army Air Corps and eventually the U.S. Air Force. On this date in 1904, the first rapid transit subway, the IRT, opened in New York City. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.